Hey babe. Babe, what? What's the matter, darling? Come here. Come here, give me a hug. Come on. What? What's up? I'm really sorry you had a shitty day at work. Come on, come join me on the sofa and let's talk about this. No, it is important. I care how your day went, okay? Come on. Okay, tell me all about it. What happened? Yeah, I remember him. Baby, I swear, that man, he's an idiot. You're giving that place your absolute everything, and they just do not appreciate it at all. Babe? I appreciate it. Okay, I really, really do. I know it's not easy going to a job that you hate. It's tough. It's draining. It's amazing just how tired you can be, no matter what the job is. When you're fighting it that much, it's hard on you, I know that. But I have so much respect for you for going. I really do. I'm so proud of you. And every day that you put up with it, I love you even more. I really do. Look, just because he doesn't respect you doesn't mean that everyone doesn't. I do. You know my everything. You know my whole fucking world. You know I would do anything for you. No, you know I don't care about you blushing. Come on. Babe, you know that you are literally everything that I need. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. No, I'm deadly fucking serious. You think I would be kidding at a time like this? Your eyes, your lips, even your little nose. You're beautiful. You're my girl. And every day I get to say that is pretty damn awesome. But yeah, I know we've been together for a while, but that doesn't mean that I'm still gonna be a little surprised at just you. To be honest, you're so smart. Like, I know you think I'm smart, but I don't pick things up the way you do. You're so inquisitive. You're so good at figuring things out. You see a problem, you've worked it out before I've even registered what the problem is. Like, that's proper smart. That's real intelligence right there. And I mean, your body's a perfect 10, don't get me wrong, but that's the hardest thing about you. It's the way you think. It's that mind of yours. And it drives me wild. You're just so incredibly sexy. Yeah, even when you're a little teary-eyed, as you put it, you know that I still want you to be mine. You're my baby girl, and I'll always love you. So, here's the plan, okay? I'm pretty sure we got Ben and Jerry's in the freezer. No, we're out of cookie dough, but there is the mint chocolate chip. I like the mint. More importantly, I think you like the mint. You like the mint? You like the mint. So, I'll go get that. I don't think it's full, so I won't bother with a bowl. Well, I'll get just the one. I won't pinch any of your ice cream. My hand still hurts from last time I tried. So, I'll get the ice cream, and how about you find something to watch on Netflix? And we'll just cuddle up for the evening, okay? No, you're not having just ice cream for dinner. I'll cook you something in a little bit, but if for now, let's chill out. I mean, if nothing else, it's basically November, right? Which means that it's pretty much winter. And when it gets to winter, you can pretty much write off an evening and say that just cuddling to stay warm is for survival at this point. So, as far as I'm concerned, we're just doing what's best for our species. No, I did not mean fuck. Are you up for... Okay, not today. No, I just want a hug. Mostly. Let's cuddle up. Come be my little spoon. Let's watch a silly film. And I promise. I will have you smiling soon. Okay, baby? Okay. Go choose a film, darling. I'll be back in a moment.